This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch here into the second hour of the Sunday edition of the show, still to come tonight, economics in one lesson. We're going to be talking about how things get priced in the marketplace. With you in the studio, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, Johnny, try that again.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And we were talking in the first hour of the show about corporal punishment, a story about the Satanic Temple coming out in favor of the school children in one Texas school district who have been subject to corporal punishment in even as late as high school. The Satanic Temple is saying that if a student signs up with them, they can sign a statement. They don't have to join the Satanic Temple, but they're offering us a statement that can be signed saying that their right to their own body is inviolable, and so therefore if some school administrator gives them a spanking, then they would be able to, in theory, possibly sue or the maybe sue the school board.
It's a theory, and they certainly could sue. Now, the question is whether or not they would win in court, and I suspect they would not.
Maybe not, but regardless, it is bringing the issue to the forefront. We ended up talking more about spanking as a result, not just at the school level, but also as parents, you know, as how can parents handle difficult children, without using violence? There are a lot of people who will use spanking as the first resort, which is a terrible idea.
Yes.
There are some who will try to use it as their last resort, which is certainly preferable. But what about those parents who have raised their children successfully, even challenging children? Because it's easy if your kids are well-behaved, right?
Right.
It's the ones who are challenging in those instances to not spank. What are some of their techniques? Now, if you want to share your thoughts, you can do that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Huffington Post has a list of spanking alternatives. Experts, 8 top tips for disciplining toddlers. Study published in the Journal of Pediatrics found connections between spanking and, quote, mood disorders, anxiety disorders, substance abuse, dependence, and personality disorder. So again, as I was saying before, spanking may indeed be very effective in the moment to stop bad behavior, but what are the long-term effects?
Right. I was about to say these have to be long-term effects
right.
if they're talking about substance abuse, because I don't know a lot of 2-year-olds
snorting
that
cocaine.
Are downing whiskey and snorting coke.
Yeah, it's a long-term question of what does violence being used against your children end up manifesting in their lives later on down the line.
And then to play devil's advocate here, what's the percentage of people that were spanked that wind up with substance abuse issues?
I don't know.
And,
I have that.
You know, is this a correlation causation?
Of course it's a correlation.
Because 100% of people on death row were either breastfed or given formula as a child. So, drinking formula or breast milk does not make one a murderer.
Of course it's a correlation. I mean, of course it is. But nonetheless, it is what it is, right? I mean, there's not much else you can do besides draw correlations between data as far
now,
as spanking.
I would also like to see, and I don't know if this is a study that's been done, how many people with anxiety problems or substance abuse problems were not spanked.
Oh, I don't know. Good question. Anyway, you can check out the Journal of Pediatrics if you want to learn more about this particular study. But it has been raising hackles. This, along with other studies about spanking, including research suggesting that more than 90% of parents spank their toddlers, has been raising hackles all over the web. While many authorities agree that, as parent coach Susan Stifelman says, quote, the most effective approach is prevention, unquote, i.e. trying to head off bad behavior by setting clear and reasonable expectations. Parents know it isn't always possible to stop kids, preschoolers in particular, from going off the rails. The HuffPost parents community on Facebook asked how to stop the bad behavior train once it has left the station. We turned to several trusted experts, including Dr. Harvey Karp, creator of the book and DVD series The Happiest Toddler on the Block, HuffPost parents coach Susan Stifelman, child development specialist Betsy Brown Braun, the author of, quote, Just Tell Me What to Say, and Harvard Medical School assistant professor Dr. Claire McCarthy, and Child Mind Institute psychologist Stephen Kurtz, to offer productive and concrete alternatives to spanking that parents can implement after little kids have misbehaved. Here are their top eight suggestions. And number one is, of course, give your kid a time out. Now, our last caller, or two callers ago, pointed out they tried this. They tried giving a couple of timeouts. Dr. Karp says he starts timeouts with children as young as 1 year old and recommends, or another doctor recommends, that the child should stay there for roughly 1 minute for every year of age, adding that it's critical to make sure your child remains isolated for the duration of the timeout. The point is to disengage, as Braun puts it. If you spend the whole time putting them back in timeout, it ends up defeating the purpose. And then point number two is give yourself a timeout. And I think this is probably some good advice.
Yes.
You may be feeling angry, but don't rush into anything rash. If you feel yourself getting to a boiling point, we all get there, says Dr. McCarthy, take a break. Put your child somewhere safe and take a moment for yourself. Giving a child a timeout can kill two birds with one stone. Then, as Braun writes, quote, when you have both come back to planet Earth, even as long as an hour later, depending upon the age of the child, do your revisit. The younger the child, the shorter the time. Number three, implement logical consequences. Logical consequences are exactly what they sound like, punishments that are directly related to the misbehavior. As Dr. Karp puts it, if you're teasing your sister with a G.I. Joe toy, then the G.I. Joe toy is going to disappear. This punishment works best for younger kids. Both Braun and Dr. McCarthy say it can be appropriate to give older children broader punishments, such as loss of privileges or other favorite things like Xboxes or cell phones. And I have to say, that was very persuasive for me, that particular tactic where, oh, well, you know, you're acting up, you don't get to use your Sega Genesis anymore. And I remember arguing that it was my Sega Genesis that I had paid for, and so therefore they couldn't take it from me.
Did you really pay for it?
I had earned the money to pay for it, yes. And they pointed out that they pay for the electricity bill, so I had to admit they had me on that point.
What I was always most terrified of was being grounded, losing my freedom to travel.
To leave the house?
Yeah.
Mm. That one never happened to me very much, but maybe I wasn't as bad as, you know, some other kids.
There was one time when I was in first grade. Forget exactly, you know, how old, but, mm-hmm. you know, whatever first grade age is.
Six, usually five, six.
And I got bored in school, so I would take naps.
Nice.
And
they used to have nap time back in the day in, like, elementary school.
No. We had nap time in kindergarten. Not first grade.
That's right. They got rid of it then.
I got bored. It wasn't that, you know, I wasn't sleeping at night. I just got bored with whatever was being taught. I would take a nap. I got in trouble for taking naps. And there was one time I was told, if you bring home another note, then you're going to not be able to ride your bicycle anymore.
So just don't bring home the note.
Well,
you had to get it signed.
Oh, you have to get it signed.
You had to get them signed.
Okay.
And so I did the whole, you know, not going to take it home thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I thought about that.
Yeah.
And then the teacher's like, you know, after several days, where's that note? You've got to bring it back signed. And if you don't bring it back signed tomorrow, then your parents are going to get a call.
Hmm.
And I you know, had no clue what was going to happen then, because, like, I knew what would happen if I took home the note. Hmm. So I, my, you know, six-year-old self,
nice,
tried to forge the signature,
yeah,
hand-printed.
How'd that work out?
Not so well. parents got a call. I got suspended, like the in-school suspension.
Yeah.
The school had some kind of fair sort of thing, And the ultimate punishment was my in-school suspension day was not the day that I turned in the hand-signed note.
Mm-hmm.
It was several weeks later when they had the fair that I couldn't go to.
Ooh, the school fair.
Yeah.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Would you have changed your behavior if you knew you were going to miss out on the fair?
I'd have taken home the note.
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. More of the tips from these supposed experts here as well. And you can share your experience on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE. Live Sunday edition of the program, Economics in One Lesson. Still to come here tonight as we'll be discussing prices with you in our studio in Keene, New Hampshire. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. So are there some really good alternatives to spanking? Some parents say, yeah, you don't have to spank your kids. There are some options. And we're going over what some people say, some supposed experts, according to the Huffington Post, say are 8 top tips for disciplining toddlers instead of raising a hand to them. This was all brought on by a conversation about a school district in Texas that is still using corporal punishment. In fact, there's something like a dozen plus states, I think it was 13 states that are using corporal punishment or that have authorized school districts to use it, still here in the United States in this 21st century. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your experiences as a parent or your experiences as the child, maybe being spanked. What was that like? And did it really have the effects long-term that your parents were looking for? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Also, I do want to let you know about HostGator, hostgator.com/FTL. That gets you 50% off of one of the top web hosting companies out there. If you've been thinking about starting your own website or blog, then HostGator can help you out. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and simplicity of use into your hands. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. Get started with them by getting 50% off. That's 50% off at HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go back, we'll get to the remainder of this list here in a moment. We've got David on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to take you off to a little bit different subject for a moment.
All right.
But although I don't understand the desire to swat your kid as intentional spanking, I can buy giving them a little symbolic tap to get their attention, especially when they're before they learn language and you can't, you know, talk to them directly. But anyway, I need you to educate some New Mexico legislators because they keep disseminating some false information that you can probably help them with.
Well, I highly doubt they're listening to the show, but I guess there's a possibility someone might be. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Eddie will tell them for you. He'll do that. They'll come on his program guest by guest, and he can.
You're talking about the program director of Kiva, who is our affiliate.
Eddie's the owner.
Just decides on the programming of Kiva, right. That is our affiliate station in Albuquerque. So, what is it you wanted to share with the state representatives?
Well, they keep saying this over and over as they use it as a badge, if you know what I mean. They keep saying over and over again that they, as New Mexico legislators, state legislators, are the only legislature in the nation that is a citizen legislature that doesn't get paid.
Mm.
And so
that's true, though. Don't they not get paid?
Technically, they do not receive a salary. They receive a per diem and a stipend.
Okay, that is getting paid then.
Yeah, they receive.
It's,
yeah, they
it's
receive
not called a salary.
I see.
Just like the state reps here in New Hampshire, they get more than $100 a year.
Because they get a per
because they get
mild
the
gas
fuel
mileage.
Stipend.
Right.
But they like to say, we only get $100. There was one of the state reps that filled out fuel reimbursements for every appearance he made because he said that was part of his legislative duty. And
every
wound
appearance
up getting
where?
$22,000 in fuel stipend.
Oh, my God.
So every right. time he would do a town hall appearance, that's part of my legislative duty, listening to constituents.
And that worked? Wow.
He wound up getting the checks, and then
that's
one
crazy.
Of the newspapers, either the Union Leader or the Concord Monitor, through a FOIA request, wound up finding this out and running a story on it.
He didn't give the money back, though, I imagine.
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
And I don't think he will.
So you would think though. Let me agree with you and add a little bit more to what you're saying. You would think that as a professional acting and knowledgeable legislators, the legislators in New Mexico would be aware that New Hampshire also has a claim to a citizen legislature with a no or very very low paid or reimbursed payment structure, but they seemingly are not, because over the years I've been paying attention here, I've heard them say in New Mexico over and over and over again that they're the only non-paid citizen legislature. And clearly New Hampshire has a claim like that. So that's one thing. The other thing is, yes, technically they don't get a salary here in New Mexico, or they technically don't get paid. They get reimbursed, but you take a guess what their per diem is that they get.
Ooh, I saw it once. It's like $170 bucks or something.
Yeah, $170 bucks a day, which
that's
is
a
which
lot
is
of
two,
money.
But they're only session for 45 days.
Okay.
Well, 45 days plus they do summer sessions. They do interim sessions, a couple days here, a couple
only
days there.
Only as requested by the governor.
No, not correct. They have regularly scheduled interim sessions where they drive all over the state, because they hold them in different parts of the state, so people in different parts of the state can attend in person. So they put on hundreds and hundreds of miles driving to this session or that session that's held remotely in the state. So they get paid for their mileage, plus they get their $160 bucks a day or whatever it is per diem. And let me add that while certainly it's a pay cut for most of these legislators, because most of them are professionals of some sort or another,
right?
Lawyer, whatever. So it's definitely a paid dip. However,
so these things that they do over the summer that you're talking about, they're not voting on legislation during these things, correct?
They're not voting on legislation. They're doing the legislative process, notwithstanding what they can't do, because they're meeting as committees and subcommittees remotely around the state, just as they would do in the Capitol during the session. Obviously, since the whole legislature is not assembled, they can't vote on any final.
So maybe like a study committee. They could meet. They could have a study committee meet in Santa Fe, or then meet in Albuquerque or whatever.
Yeah, they're laying the groundwork for the legislative process that's going to happen the subsequent session up in the state capitol. But the point I wanted to make lastly was that they like to claim that they're not getting paid at all. But when they're getting reimbursed at the rate of $160 a day or whatever it is, plus mileage, they're with just their per diem alone, they are taking in more revenue than at least half of the citizens of the state of New Mexico. If you were to look up the average wage of the average household in the state of New Mexico, that's better. Their per diem alone is
doing better than that.
Pay of most New Mexicans.
Interesting. Thanks for the info tonight, David. I appreciate the shining a light on the cockroaches in the state house in New Mexico. I wonder what the average take home is. I've never looked into this for New Hampshire, because they do have that gas mileage thing, and obviously some of the reps are driving very far from the north country in New Hampshire, the northern part of the state. Sometimes they even have to stay overnight just because it doesn't make sense for them to drive back. They just have to meet the next day. I wonder what the average take is. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us. The live Sunday edition continues here. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
And we've been discussing spanking. Still to come, we'll talk about economics in one lesson and the pricing system. We can get into that. Your calls and thoughts also welcome about whatever happens to be on your mind. We were going through 8 tips on disciplining toddlers. Now, the guy who called earlier was talking about, I think, a child that was in, like, preschool, which I guess that wouldn't be considered a toddler, but nonetheless, correct. I still think that, if you know, there, you can find articles about how to discipline children at all different ages online that should at the very least get some gears turning and get you thinking of maybe some options that you hadn't thought of before, especially if you were raised as a spanked child, and therefore that is certainly in your repertoire. You want to try to expand your list of options of what you can practice when it comes to not spanking a child, because there could be some pretty serious consequences to that. You know, yeah, in the moment it might work real well. It might stop the behavior that you want to stop. But what are the lessons that you're actually teaching? Are you teaching your child that violence solves problems? I believe that's one of the fundamental lessons of spanking, is that, oh, you've got a problem in your life, son, daughter? Well, just turn to violence. That'll solve it. And I don't think that's a good lifelong lesson that we want people to be learning if we want to actually have a peaceful society. Because if that's what you value, I mean, if you value violence, then you know, you don't care about the words that we're saying here. But if you think peace is a good thing and you want to see peace in not just your household but around the world, you got to start within yourself. And that's why I like the idea of taking a time out for yourself, if possible. Of course, they talk about timing out your kid. And then here on point number four, say no and mean it. As Dr. Karp says, screaming, yelling, and hitting is a fundamentally counterproductive and disrespectful way of getting your point across. Instead, Dr. McCarthy writes, just say no. I know that sounds obvious, but you'd be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't be, by how often parents don't do this when they should. Use eye contact and a clear, stern tone of voice, and react immediately. Braun reminds parents that less is more, saying, say as little as possible. There's no throwing balls in the living room. Use your low, slow, icy voice. Mean business. Later, have a short, direct conversation, and it may be one-sided, about what happened and what will happen as a result. Point number five on the list of eight, use the clap growl.
What is the clap growl?
Toddlers are not so much little children as they are little cavemen, Dr. Karp says. They are primitives. They're uncivilized. And in fact, your job as parent is to civilize them. Speaking in a calm, logical, reasonable way to a primitive actually makes them feel worse more often than feeling better. He says to use the clap growl technique when you see your young child doing something you don't like she's just bitten her brother. Rather than spanking them, you give a good sharp clap, which gets their attention, and with a serious look on your face, you admonish them. No bite! With that index finger extended. And then do what's called a double take. You look away from them for a second, and then you look back at them just a few seconds later with that stern look again and say, no bite, he says. It's almost like dog training in a certain sense because you're dealing with a being who doesn't have great verbal skills. And then let's see, number, you know, that kind of sounds like one of the training techniques for dogs is where the dog wants attention and it's sort of acting out right to get attention from you. One of the ways you can punish the dog without raising your hand, because I don't think you should raise your hand to a dog either, by the way, but one of the ways you can punish the dog is by not giving it the attention that it desires. So right, simply turning your back to an animal in that particular instance or walking away
right
can be very powerful.
My mammal, and that's what, you know, us Southern boys call grandma,
mm-hmm,
my mammal said that I threw one temper tantrum and she just ignored me, and when I realized it didn't work, I never threw another
one. That
was it.
Yep.
Very powerful. I have a memory that does not support that, where I was with my dad, and I was crying at a store,
mm-hmm,
and my dad decided that I was too old to be crying. I don't remember. I was crying about something stupid.
Of course.
I hadn't been hurt. I probably had been, you know, I said, like, I want this Pez dispenser here, and he said no, and I started crying. And he said, you know, stop crying, and I just kept crying. And I realized that my crying was not going to get me what I wanted,
yeah,
but I was still damn well going to have a good cry about it.
Sure.
But my dad just kept repeating over and over again and looking at me and, you know, very intentionally, like, I want you to do this, telling me, stop that crying, stop crying. And he just kept repeating it. And eventually I realized I'm too old to be crying. I've always remembered that moment, and then I didn't...
How old were you at that time?
I don't know. Were you
walking or in the cart?
I was walking, probably, mm-hmm, yeah.
Hmm.
Did your parents ever tell you, I'll give you something to cry about?
Yes, they did.
Well, now, that wasn't... I thought you said that... Hold on. The technique we were talking about was ignoring. It doesn't sound like he was ignoring you at all.
No, exactly. That story does not support this article here or this particular part about. Well, that story that I just related.
It doesn't contradict this, is what you're saying. Your story doesn't contradict that ignoring advice because that's not what he was trying.
No, it doesn't necessarily contradict that.
I see.
It's just that I was wanting attention.
Yeah, right. And you got it.
Yeah, but in this case, I got the attention, and it was the attention that I needed.
Because you had that realization that you shouldn't be crying, is what
yeah.
you're saying. Well, again, no technique is perfect, or nor will it all, you know, all of them work every single time. But it's good to have different ones in your repertoire. Going on here with the next point on the 8 top tips for disciplining small children, don't tell, show don't tell. Stifelman says it's important to understand that a toddler's ability to manage impulses is minimal, and therefore attempting an involved explanation of misbehavior is probably a waste of breath. As Dr. Karp says, when you lecture, there's too much of a gap between how the toddler feels, their passions, and their nonverbal content, and the nonverbal content of your voice. As tempting as it is to lecture your child, a toddler is not developmentally equipped to take all that information in and apply it next time. Instead, focus on showing your child what you want him to do. And focus on the positive, they say here, number 7. I think this is a really important one. Parents worry about how to discipline effectively, but they should also make sure they praise and verbally reinforce good behavior, specifically the opposite of the undesired behavior, says Dr. Kurtz, adding they should be incredible detectives to catch when kids are doing the right or desired behavior. Dr. McCarthy also stresses this, saying make it worth your kid's while to behave well. It often works better than you expect, as does Dr. Braun, who writes, the very first chance you get, catch him doing the right thing. Praise works better than punishment. And I think that's a really important idea. And I remember my parents did this by having a little star chart, like on the refrigerator, where for the entire week, if I was good on a particular day, I would get, you know, a gold star. And if I collected enough gold stars after whatever the time period was, a week or two or something like that, they'd do something, right? They'd get some sort of thing or ice cream. I don't remember what the reward was, but there was some sort of reward at the end of the time frame for having a consistent good record, if you will, in that way. And if I got docked by, you know, not getting enough stars in whatever that time frame was, then I wouldn't get whatever the promised reward was. So that was that positive reinforcement where I sort of knew, again, that's probably not going to work with a toddler, but, you know, we're again, talking about just the general concept of positive reinforcement. And finally, outlast the child. Try to keep things in perspective and realize you'll always have another shot. In fact, it might be best to just give up the fight at that moment and recognize that you'll have 1,000 more opportunities to do better or differently next time. If your child's putting on socks, there will be another opportunity in 12 hours. Cut your losses and try again next time. And again, that's just the 8 suggestions from Huffington Post. A quick Google search results in a variety of stories and articles and ideas, top 20 lists, and even more. So any parent who earnestly wants to look into these alternatives can probably spend as much time as they want to researching this. We're going to get into economics coming up here. Economics in one lesson and the pricing system that's coming up, plus 10 cent grocery bags if we get a chance. What's that all about? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone, because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You, as always, invited to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We still have to talk about economics in one lesson. Chapter 14, all about prices. Or no, 15, I'm sorry. Chapter 15, all about the pricing system. How does that all work? We can get into it coming up here in moments, but back to your calls and thoughts here first. Also want to let you know about MyPillow. It is available to you to try it out. You can try it out pretty much risk-free for 60 days. You are still risking the cost of shipping, but that's, you know, relatively small. Although the cost of the MyPillow isn't particularly expensive, especially because you can get it at half off by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. It's a great pillow. I've been using it for almost a year of my life, and if it was not a good pillow, I would have stopped using it right away because I have other pillows. But this is now my main pillow, and I use it every single night. It's fantastic. I recommend you try it out for yourself. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get one and half off or two for the price of one. It is great because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually wash MyPillow. You can put it in the washer and dryer. It is designed for that. So head on over to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get your 50% off discount. Let's go to Ian in China on via Skype. Hello, Ian.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
You were mentioning 10-cent grocery bags.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they in China, they have this habit. When the world turns their eyes to China for the Olympics or whatever, they enact a flurry of laws,
mm-hmm.
one of which was you paid for a grocery bag, equivalent, probably, I'd say equivalent about 30 cents. And it went over like a lead balloon.
How's that?
It was so funny to see how the people objected and won. They use these bags. The Chinese really don't waste a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The bags cover bicycle seats. The bags are used to keep your head dry in the rain. They string them together and weave them into ropes to tow things and pull things with. Well, they ended up taking and filling these bags with any garbage off the street they could find and started dropping them on the front steps of police offices.
What was the
farmers
point of that?
Started drop- oh, that was, that would be in 2015 or 16. Farmers started filling those bags with cow boo-boo, and they would leave this on the police officer's steps.
But why? Why are the police, I mean, it's funny, but...
Because the police were enforcing the 30-cent a bag charge.
How did that work exactly? Were people protesting at the checkout that they didn't want to pay the 30 cents and the cops would get called?
Oh, yeah. No, here's what happens. China is very different from the United States in that, well, if you go to a people's supermarket, for example, you'll have cops stationed at regular places. In the ones that are privately run, they had a snitch fee. If you snitch people out, the cops would give you some money.
Wow.
The stores,
if you snitch them out for what?
The bags away, because if they gave it away, it was subverting the law.
Uh-huh.
One store chain, a French chain called Carrefour, they're kind of like Europe's Walmart. They were fined $10 million for violating the Bag Act.
Hmm. Wow.
Well, the people got tired of it, and you could these bags suddenly started appearing everywhere. Yellow bags with orange stripes. Everywhere, it's like they were growing them just to tick off the government. The government relented. They didn't say no, but they pulled over spies and enforcement disappeared.
So it's still technically illegal to give someone a free bag, but it's unenforced?
Absolutely. It's technically illegal, and if anybody enforces it, it's probably with a tourist in Beijing.
Interesting.
The Chinese people are like any other people in that if I can just imagine Americans paying for bags. Now, 20 years ago, when I lived in America, that wouldn't sit too well. I don't know about today.
It would depend on who you ask. I mean, certainly in places of a more lefty tinge, it would likely be received excitedly by a lot of people. But, you know, it depends, I would say, on where you are. Also, it depends on the way the market is set up. There's a company here in Keene called Aldi that actually charges for bags. But
Aldi is an international company.
Okay.
And that is part of their
business model.
Business model.
Right.
Just like how they don't, you know, stack things super nicely on shelves for most of the store. They just have, here's a crate.
A pallet full of food.
A pallet.
Yeah.
I wonder
and
how
that
Aldi
lowers
deals
the cost because they don't have to pay stockers.
Right.
The person that's the cashier.
You have to do your own bagging, too.
Right. And the person that's
how
the cashier is also the stocker.
I'm sorry, what's that, Ian?
How does Aldi deal with the hordes of clients who bring their own bag?
That you're allowed to.
I'm just saying, here, a number of people have always brought their own bag because we don't trust a plastic bag, it'll break.
Right.
Right.
We carry big cloth bags for groceries, but still, the plastic bag rules the land. I look out my window over the national park, and I'm on the 12th floor looking down on the trees, and I can see bags everywhere.
And then Aldi and also the local co-op does this as well, to where they'll have the empty cardboard boxes that product had been in, to where they'll let you take the boxes and
fill
your groceries
up
in the box.
Interesting. Ian,
that's
thanks,
cool.
Thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, they do some interesting things that keep their costs down. They won't accept credit cards either.
And they do the
thing
with the cards.
They started taking cards.
The what now, Johnny? I'm sorry.
Not cards, but carts.
You have to put the cart back if you want a quarter.
Yeah,
right?
when you get a cart, you sort of put in like a 25-cent deposit
or
something.
You loan them a quarter. Yeah,
and
right.
And then in order to get that quarter back, you've got to park your cart in the
so
appropriate place.
So if you leave the cart in the lot, you don't get your quarter back.
Correct.
Which helps pay for whoever it is they have to send to go out and get the cart, basically.
Right. So now they don't have to pay somebody because people
are doing
their own carts.
Yeah. It's an interesting incentive system.
Yeah.
That
so
they've got.
Since Ian mentioned the 10-cent bag, and I do have the story pulled up
from
Fee, The author says, I just got back from a long vacation in my home state of California. The bad news about California is that its people and government have unusually severe economic illiteracy. The good news is that their severe economic illiteracy provides enough illuminating examples to fill a textbook. This trip, my favorite case in point, has been California's law requiring stores to charge at least 10 cents per bag. Economically speaking, what is the law? Most non-economics call it a, or most non-economists call it a bag tax. Mm-hmm. But it's not. A seller is legally allowed to absorb a tax if he wants. If the government imposes a $1 tax on a $10 product, the seller could legally cut the price of the product to $9, include the dollar tax, and it still sells for $10. But Californian merchants are not allowed to charge customers less than 10 cents per bag. If it's not a tax, what is it? It's a price control. It set a price floor, and since bags used to be free, this is clearly a binding floor. The primary effect of a binding price floor is to create a surplus. At a price of 10 cent per bag, sellers want to sell a lot more bags than customers want to buy. This may sound strange to California residents. It's really hard to get bags now. That's what do you mean there's a surplus? But that only shows that they don't understand the textbook concept.
Because the idea here is that, oh, well, if we charge for the bags, then people will want to use less bags or fewer bags. They'll want to bring their own bags in. They'll be incentivized to put more groceries in each bag. But what he's saying is the opposite is the case. The store then has the incentive to bag up as much product as possible.
Not really.
No, I thought that's what he just said. Okay.
He says it does create a surplus, but the Californians are saying it's difficult to get bags. So they're asking, how is there a surplus if I can't get them?
Mm-hmm.
He says they're looking at it from the wrong point of view. A surplus doesn't necessarily mean an abundance. It means an abundance from the seller's point of view, combined with scarcity from the buyer's point of view. In fact, textbook econ implies that the bigger the surplus, the less human beings consume. But binding price floors also have a secondary effect. They raise quality. If merchants can't make their bags more attractive to consumers by cutting the price, because there's a floor, the next best strategy is to make the bags better.
All right, slow down for a moment here. So the statement seems counterintuitive, and I think I can understand it here. We're going to dig into this a little further here in moments. But the statement was that if there's a surplus, people will consume less. But that's only if there's the price control on the surplus, right? Because otherwise you can cut the price and blow it out the door in a fire sale.
They're not allowed to cut the price.
Right. So,
they've got to make a better bag.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about the economic consequences of this bag price control, because again, it's not a tax. Coming up, you've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices.
GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.